Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
A great place to work. We often hear people say they love their job or they love their boss or co-workers. I wonder why we use such an emotive word to describe our work. Many people don't realize that love is both a noun and a verb. See, it's also an action. It's difficult to love someone if we're not loved in return. There's a give and a take. I'd like to suggest from my experience that we sometimes love our work, our boss or our co-workers, not only based on what we receive from them, but also what we give to them. Every year we hear about organizations being rated as great places to work. And when we dig a little deeper, we can see the organization is loved because it loves its workers. The attributes of such award-winning organizations are not rocket science. Such organizations are deemed to be making a positive contribution to the world. Such organizations pay their people well. They create a platform for their employees to grow and contribute their ideas. Leadership has humility and yet still makes the numbers. Talking of numbers, great places to work share their financial results and educate their employees on how their work impacts the numbers. Such organizations have intentionally trimmed the red tape as much as possible and unleash talent to thrive within its hallways and to work from home when wanted. There's a high degree of trust within such great places to work. You could say all these attributes are what the organization gives, and so the employees take. Yet a remarkable response ensues from employees who feel loved. In return, they give their very best to the organization, to their boss and to their co-workers. The love is reciprocated. This might sound a little too much, all this talk of love and work, and yet I'm sure you agree with me. There are some organizations that just feel different to others. I'd suggest that difference is the amount of love flowing between the employer and the employee. And when it's high, we benefit as the consumer. The principle at play here is the golden rule. When employees are treated well, they generally will reciprocate in their response by how they treat their customers and colleagues. The late Dr. Stephen Covey said, quote, "Treat your employees how you want them to treat your customers," end quote. And I concur with his paradigm. What astounds me even more is those rare individuals who demonstrably show their love for their customers and co-workers, even if their organization would actually be deemed a pretty mediocre place to work. Why do they give 100% when most of their co-workers don't? Why do they provide five-star gold-level service when everyone around them is apathetic? I've observed that such people in different roles, in different organizations, in different parts of the world, and yet I've found they seem to have one big thing in common. The love they give is not based on what they take. I'm a big Beatles fan, and in their song, The End, they suggest, quote, "And in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make," end quote. Relating this to the workplace, I understand on a transactional level, some employees do see the world this way. They take because they give. But I believe the very best employees are those who give disproportionately to what they take. Such employees don't see their working world as give and take. They don't work by an operating principle of treating others well because they're treated well. The love these folks are operating on seems to come from deep within, regardless of their employment circumstance or external stimuli. It is indeed these employees I most admire. See, when organizations fall off the league table of great places to work, and they do, the love they demonstrate in the way they work doesn't diminish. It seems to me these lovely people have an external focus, even when surrounded by a world of work that doesn't always show love in its fixation on the temporal.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.